Yo, what's up, fam? Welcome to another episode of the Triumphant Podcast. I'm your host, Nicholas Trevelyan. A lot of you guys know me as Coach Nicky T. And what do I have set up for you today? Something that has been on my heart and mind a lot lately, and that's you starting your own podcast or your own show. Now, right when I say that, eyes are going to roll and you're going to automatically think, well, like, I'm not Joe Rogan, and like, why would I have these guests on my podcast to talk about aliens and conspiracy theories and sit in a room for 3 hours? That is not what this is about. The reason this has been on my heart a lot lately is I help small business owners get attention on social media, get leads, get quality clients and sales. And I believe a podcast is a main driver to do that. Hence why I'm going to record a podcast about a podcast. See, guys, I walk my talk. And if you watch what's happening in this episode, I'm going to show you and prove to you why you need your own podcast or your own show. So let's start with that. I actually make money from this show, not from advertisers, not from ad space, truly from people listening to this show, hearing my message, getting educated on what I teach on the show, and wanting my help moving forward. I'll share with you at the end of this how I actually not only made one, but two sales that turned into $15,000 because of one episode. And I'm going to share with you how I did it. But more importantly, what I want to start with is this. When I start talking about you having a podcast, and again, whenever I say the word podcast, people automatically default to these big studios and groups of people sitting around. Guys, let me just be real with you. I'm sitting in my dining room. I'm in a vacant apartment. My apartment flooded a month ago. We move in 3 days. My dog is literally sleeping next to me. I got an In-N-Out iced tea sitting right next to me here. And I'm just talking to you, sharing my voice. That's, to me, what a business podcast allows you to do, first and foremost, is it allows you to be mobile. It allows you to share your message. I have this belief that it's not necessarily how you say something, it's what you say, right? It's the depth of the data inside of it. It's not the packaging around it. And I used to feel really inferior that I didn't have $5,000 to build out a big studio. And so I want to take this on out the gates right away for you, because whenever I mention, you know, a business owner starts a show, they're like, well, dude, like, I got to go get a studio and all this stuff. Okay, let me be frank with you. I'm on a microphone. Yeah, microphone, I think it's a couple $100. I think this microphone's $250. It's a little bit higher end, right? I am in a chair in a dining room. I'm filming you on my iPhone, which you're already paying for a cell phone bill. It's on a $12 Amazon tripod. This is a $20 Amazon tripod. And I got a $19 cord plugged from my microphone into my iPhone. That's it. And this podcast will cost me $0 to host on Spotify, $0 to host on Apple Podcast or YouTube. It'll cost me $0 to produce, but it allows me to share my message. So what a show allows you to do as a business owner, number one, is stay consistent with creating content. You may not be aware of this, and I want to share this with you. My podcast, this show right here, is the main foundation. It's the main hub that all of my content gets built upon. Let me explain to you why. See, once a week, I sit down like I am right now, and I record a long-form episode. This episode will land 15, 20 minutes, okay? So now I have a long-form piece of content to share with the marketplace, to share with potential leads, to share with people that are interested in working with me. And what it does in that long-form content is I'm able to explain a topic from start to finish. Now, here's the magic of a show. You get paid in your business to solve problems, and really, you solve challenges, problems, help people achieve goals that are struggling with certain things. So what you get to do with your show and what I do on my show is I take on topics that I know leads that my target demographic are struggling with. So I'm able to take on 10 minutes or 20 minutes or 30 minutes and truly educate them on that subject and help them. Then I'm able to take that episode and give that back to them on social media, via email, via text message, you know, via DM, YouTube, whatever. And it starts helping them. And they're starting to get trust and authority with me because they can see very quickly, wow, that guy knows what he's talking about. See, I think anybody can fake it for like a 60-second reel. And it's hard to say stuff in 60 seconds. Would you agree with me? That like you start it and like you don't know what you're saying. That's not how I communicate. I want to truly help my target audience, small business owners. And for me, I find oftentimes it's hard to communicate that in a quick 90-second reel or TikTok. And maybe you would agree. So I love the fact that I get to do long form content and truly open up a topic, teach the topic, finish the topic, which we're doing today. You're allowed to do the same thing. So what a business podcast allows you to do is just that. Solve problems of your dream audience. Think of a personal trainer. He's able to sit down and in 15, 20 minutes, unpack a specific topic on health or on nutrition. Think about a financial planner. He's able to start a topic and then finish it. Think about a real estate agent. They could start a topic and then finish it. Think about a business coach like myself. I'm able to start a topic and then finish it and truly give you that insight that I want you to get. See, I believe in results in advance. I believe in teaching people up front and showing them what makes you different. And so a long form content allows you to do that. Now, the best part about that is it allows you to pick that one day per week that you stay consistent at, and it disciplines you to record that long form content. So here's the second thing, and where my content machine, my impact content machine, is built upon. See, I'm able to take this exact episode filmed on my iPhone. I'm on a vertical iPhone right now. Yes, I'm able to upload this to YouTube, and I'm able to upload this to Spotify and to Apple. Yes, but I also use a software called Opus Pro, Opus.pro. It's $9 per month. See, I will take this exact video, this MP4 on my iPhone, and I will upload this to Opus Pro, and in 10 minutes, they will give me back 15 clips that are edited and the best clips of the show. See, it's an AI software that predicts viral-worthy clips. Like, they find the good parts of the show, right? And you might even be watching one of those clips on social media. They find the best clips of the show. They clip it up using AI. They add subtitles to it and captions to it. And then they allow you to download your favorite of the 15. So for each show, I can usually find three or four that I really like. So then I take those episodes and I post them back on Instagram and Facebook and TikTok and YouTube Shorts. And my social media content is built around that. Well, here's the beauty of it. If I have the long form episode that we started with that truly solves a problem, I take the little clips and I put those in front of my social media audience. And if they want to learn more about the full episode, guess what? They get to click the link and go back and listen to the full episode, which does what? It builds authority. It teaches them. It truly helps them. It truly adds value to them. And then at the end, there's a chance for them to learn more about working with me. And you can do the same thing. Now, does this have to be always education? No, you could be interviewing local businesses, spotlighting local businesses. I've developed so many different strategies for brick and mortar businesses, local service providers, where you could go interview your favorite coffee shop, your favorite taco shop, your favorite pizzeria. You could interview your local contractors and have them on your show as a way of spotlighting local businesses. So it doesn't always have to be you teaching. As much as I love that, you could involve other people into your show, which allows you to reach out to their audiences. See, I'm sure you've heard the saying, your network is your net worth, right? And so by you bringing on other people, you're able to get clips of the show and provide that back to them to post to their Instagram, to post to their Facebook, to post to their TikTok. And guess what? All roads lead back to you because you're the one that hosted the show. As they're a guest on your show, you get to give them clips back. And I think there's something to be said about growing your audience, growing your social media, and staying consistent. You know, it's funny. I never thought in a million years I'd be the guy teaching on social media, which is like weird, right? So I owned a brick and mortar real estate business, and I built my first 7-figure per year business before I even had a Facebook account. We did offline marketing, direct mail, TV ads, stuff like that. And we were doing 7 figures of revenue before I even had a Facebook channel, which is so weird to me now that I'm the guy teaching Facebook and in social media and content and podcasting. But there's a heart behind that. Here's why. By me producing this episode and staying consistent, I have more clips to post more consistently on social media, which gives me more reach, more followers. More followers turn into more leads into more appointments into more sales into more income. And then I rinse and repeat, and I do it again and again and again. I record the long episode. It goes out to Spotify and Apple and YouTube. We put it into the AI. I get my little clips. I post the little clips. I get more followers. I get more leads. I get more appointments. I get more sales. I get more income. And we repeat and we repeat and we repeat. And the show gives me that to lean into, and the show will give you that to lean into. You lean into the fact that you need to show up to the show. You know, when I was a kid, maybe you remember this, ER or Seinfeld was a certain night of the week. I think it was like Thursdays at 9 was ER. And mom and dad would always let us stay up past our bedtime, and it always scared me because it was like ER was kind of a scary show for me. And I remember that, though. Like, mom and dad would get used to that show, you know, different than it is now. But we would wait, and, like, people would wait for that. Or think Saturday Night Live, you know, 10:30 on Saturday. You would wait for that one moment. And I think you can develop that consistency with your show where you show up and you record on a certain day. It allows you to stay more consistent with your content. It allows you to stay more consistent with your impact content machine and constantly putting out new stuff, new content, new data to be omnipresent. I think there's so much power in that if you could grasp that concept. You know, and me as a small business coach, why I've even started this in social media and podcasting is I see the backside, and I wish you could see this from my eyes, where a business will produce a reel or a TikTok and they'll get a client out of it. and they'll love it. And I'm like, well, if it worked one time, it would work again and again and again. And then if we added some traffic on it and we grew your audience and grew your demographic, and then you invited this guest on the show, you could reach their audience. And I see this at a higher level, and I want to pass this along to you guys and why it's become such a huge part of my passion, social media and content. See, I see it more than just producing content. I see it as getting your message out there. I see each episode, each reel, each TikTok as a billboard, as a TV commercial. I truly believe TikTok and Instagram is the new TV commercials. And how do I know this? Tell me you don't scroll Instagram with the TV on in the background. I was doing this last night. I was on TikTok. I had The Office on. That's my nighttime show. I don't know what yours is. And I had The Office on. I wasn't paying attention. And I was scrolling through TikTok. Well, then you could pop up your video, your heart, your story, your message as a TV commercial or as a digital billboard. And the best part about all of this is it's free. It's free. Now, this is my take on it. Other people will come to me and say, well, Nick, you should really have a bigger studio and you should have better equipment. That's fine for some. Who I speak to is the average business owner who's on the go, as I am. See, I love my plug and play podcast because you could be in a vacant apartment. So our apartment flooded last month. I'm literally in temporary housing. The show must go on. I'm out of my studio, but the show can still go on because I film it. I've set things up to be nomadic. I've set things up to be on the go, whether I could go do this at a Starbucks with a guest. There's so many things that you could do this. You could go on site to local restaurants. You could go to job sites. The show takes a life of its own, and it doesn't have to be this staunchy, the same way everybody's done it, and they're just around talking about good old stuff. See, what I believe is this. I believe your show should solve a specific problem. See, if you notice in all of this, I didn't go back to my life story. So guys, there I was. I was 12 years old. And I was getting my first ice cream cone. People want to tell their life stories. I don't believe in that on podcasting. I believe in solving a certain specific problem for a target demographic. Dude had me on a show, and he was like, Nick, well, take me back. When was the day you decided you were going to be an entrepreneur? Nobody wants to hear that. What do you want? You want to solve the problems that you have. And I asked him a question. I go, hey, man, I appreciate that. Who's your audience? He goes, small business owners trying to get more discipline. I go, hey, can I just teach him my 30-day challenge right now? He's like, yeah, go ahead. And I pump value for 25 minutes hard. What are you getting this episode? Nothing but jam-packed value to help you get more leads, produce more content, get more appointments, make more sales on social media, and grow your business. That's all I care about. So I believe in making each episode a banger episode with a good hook, a good title that your target audience will be drawn to. See, the way that I see podcasting, once you get this, it's going to change the game for you. This is a piece of bait that you get to throw out into the marketplace. And you're fishing with it. So for example, let's say you're a real estate agent. Easy analogy. How to buy your first home with a zero down home loan. You record that. You're not talking about why you got into real estate and why you love houses. You're teaching the problems, the challenges, the dilemmas, the hopes and the dreams of your target demographic. Then you take that episode or a little clip of that episode and throw that back out to the marketplace. That's where people are attracted in now. So what like attracts like. They come into the show, they get educated, they learn something. They're like, wow, this he or she knows what they're talking about, which builds trust, authority, and credibility. And then at the end of your show, you can have a strong call to action. So back to that real estate agent. Hey, if you love this 10 minutes or 12 minutes about how to buy a home zero down, you know, I'd love to meet with you one-on-one. I'd love to get a coffee. And this works for pretty much any business out there. Now check this out. Let's imagine you're a contractor. Could you mic up? You don't have to have this stage set up here with like a wired mic. Could you get a wireless lapel mic, hop up on a roof and teach 7 minutes on a roof of, you know, how to protect your home? You could. Maybe you're a painter out there at the job site. It allows you long form content. And this is where when people get this concept, they're like, oh, wow, I could have my own show. I just mapped this out for a local AV company. They do flat screen TVs and speakers. Their company's called Assist. And he's like, well, dude, like, what could I do? And I was like, well, you could come up with the Assist Local show. See, the gentleman that owns it, Jeffrey, he is a family man, and he loves his family. And I said, could you go interview other family-owned businesses and assist them in getting exposure? And he's like, yeah. You go down to the local yoga shop, local coffee shop, and interview families and assist them in getting exposure on your show. And it could be a 5 minute, a 7 minute, a 10 minute exposure into who they are. And that could be what he does for his show. And then every third, maybe he could teach on the importance of family time and home theaters or what speakers about. He could go on and on and on. And I want you to be thinking of what could you do for your show? Again, whenever I say podcast, everybody thinks traditional Joe Rogan. I am so... not that. because I want you to make a show that allows you to be yourself and be different and have your puppy laying next to you and have the doors open and be happy or go on site. But more importantly than all of it, sharing your message, sharing your story, lifting up businesses that make you happy, bringing on guests that make you happy. See, you don't have to have like this, oh, I got to have 1,000 guests. I rarely have a guest on my show. Why? This is my show. I'm able to teach here on my show on things that are passionate to me. Where this is coming from, I just gave a speech at the Scale Conference, and it was about the Impact Content Machine, and so many people came up to me and said, dude, you've inspired me to share my message, and I was flying home on the airplane, and I was just like, man, I wish people knew how powerful a podcast could be for their content, because you can work 20, 30 minutes. So what are we, 10 minutes, I don't know, 15 minutes in. I'll spend 30 minutes, 45 minutes on this full episode, from the setup to getting the iced tea to getting the puppy situated to getting the mic set up to getting the camera set up to uploading this to Spotify and Apple and getting my clips for AI for social media. So you talk, let's call a roundup, call it an hour. Takes me an hour worth of time, one time per week, and $9. And for that trade-off of 1 hour and $9, I will get 5, 8, 10 clips for social media. So then everything builds around that. And to me, it's working smart. So you mean to tell me I get this badass episode for YouTube and Spotify for an Apple that really helps people, then I get all of these clips to post all week long. So if I don't want to record another piece of content, I would have 1 to 2 clips per day. See, Opus Pro is who I use. It will give me 15 clips from this show, 15. Now, not all of them I like. Some of them are redundant, but some, I usually find 3 or 4 that are really, really good. So if I wanted to, I could just record this one time per week, 1 hour total, and then post those clips all week long, and my content is done for the week. It's working smart, not hard. And to me, I absolutely love that. It allows you to share your voice. It allows you to get your message out there, get more followers, leads, and sales. And if that's not making enough sense yet, let me leave you with this story. I got really excited about my podcast, and as you can tell, I like to talk about things that are important to me on my show. See, what I teach, and I want you to do this, is you develop a theme for your show. It's your show, so you get to talk about what matters to you. See, my show is called Triumphant because of my story and being paralyzed and in the hospital for 2 weeks and having to triumph over the adversities and wanting to share my message. So I've taken on some really deep, hard topics here, and I take on topics that really mean a lot to me. Well, because of that, I started taking on topics that I was enjoying. One episode I did, I recorded my experience about 75 Hard. You've probably heard of the 75 Hard program. You work out twice per day for 75 days, no alcohol, no cheat meals. It's a really cool program, life-changing. Well, I remember recording this episode halfway through. It was called 75 Hard Half. And I was halfway through 75 Hard, and I recorded an episode about my experience and what it was like to do, you know, at that point, 90 workouts or something. You know, it was crazy, right? And I was just talking about discipline and entrepreneurship and you know, getting out of your comfort zone and not drinking for, you know, 75 days and working out twice per day. And it was just a really passionate episode that solved a lot of problems of my fellow entrepreneurs. You know, maybe you've heard about 75 Hard, but us as entrepreneurs, we want to do more, be more, have more, right? So anyway, I had recorded this episode, didn't think much of it, posted it because it was something that I was extremely passionate about, and it went up to Apple and Spotify. Well, a month later, I'm at a conference, and I meet a couple people at this conference, as you do too, right? You're at networking events, you meet people, it's awesome. Well, for me, you know, I follow people on Instagram, or they follow me back. Well, look, what did I just teach you? When you get the long-form content, you can produce little clips for Instagram. Well, anyway, I had posted some little clips for Instagram, and I had posted the show on my story. Well, one of the gals that I had just met at the conference saw my show on Instagram, on my Instagram stories. I post my show on my Instagram stories. Hey, new episode, go check it out. You've seen them. She goes and listens. She's listening to long-form content. What is she hearing? He gets me. I want to do 75 Hard. Wow, I think I'm starting to trust what he's saying because he's able to explain this with heart and passion and stutters and errs and ums and burps. It's just real. It's authentic. See, the thing about long-form content is this isn't scripted. This isn't staged. There's no script here. This is me talking to you, my fellow business owners and brands, loving on you, sharing with you my life's experiences, things that have mattered to me. And there's no script. I'm just talking, me trying to love on you and add value and impact your life. So she listens to that and she's like, holy crap, I think this guy gets it. He gets me. And come to find out, she had wanted to do some branding and write a book. Well, at that time I had my author program, which I still do. It's there. Anyway, I help people write books. I've written a couple books, and she listens to the show and she DMs me and she says, hey, I listened to your show. I listened to that episode. Nick, I don't know what it is. Will you be my business coach? So I get on a call with her and we're talking and I was like, you know, what do you need in your business? Da, 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 da. And she's like, I've been dying to write a book. And I said, well, you wouldn't believe this. I actually have this program. We help people write books and I'm writing a new book. And anyway, she's like, I'm in. So she listened to, I think the episode was 30 minutes. She listened to 30 minutes, booked a call with me on my calendar. What'd I tell you? Your show leads in appointments. She gets on my calendar. She signed up for a $7,500 book writing course. And she got the whole book, and it was amazing. Crystal Hughes, she's one of my best friends to this day. She lives here in San Diego. We helped her publish Winning in Real Estate. Well, I'm not done yet. Crystal goes through my program and becomes an amazing client, one of my best friends. I just talked to her last night, actually. She refers me to Eagle Star, Bowen. And Eagle, same thing, had listened to my show, gets on an appointment with me, signs up to write a book. $7,500. I'm not a math whiz. That's $15,000. Two of my favorite people on the planet. They're not just clients. They've become friends. Eagle and I, we've been to many conferences together. And Eagle, I hope you're listening to this, brother. I've been on his podcast, The Relentless Underdog, and he's a dear friend of mine today. Go back to the source, the chicken or the egg. It was a podcast episode. And it was me, real, raw, rough, talking about things that I enjoyed in entrepreneurship, struggles, setbacks, you know, wrong turns, mess ups, right turns, successes, you know, things that I've done really, really well. And I think with your show, you're able to talk about that, right? You're able to unpack a lot of that just real and authentically. Well, they had listened to it and they became clients. And that's my point, guys, is for me, the show becomes, yes, a brand builder. Yes, your content builder on social media, and you can repurpose the content into so many different avenues. The AI thing now is just absolutely amazing, but none of that costs you anything. And yes, you can add the big fancy studio should you want to. You can add a soundboard. I don't. Why? I want to keep mine mobile and I want to keep mine streamlined because it inspires you to do the same. You see, the harder I make producing a show, the harder it is to do. So I figured out that I had to just streamline this process. So it's free to host it on Spotify and Apple. Other than your cell phone bill, it's free to record. I appreciate the fact that an expensive mic is a few hundred bucks. You can go cheaper. I've recorded this on my iPhone headset before, which is $9. I've recorded them with no microphone. It's free and it just requires your passion and your heart, but it allows you to share your story and make an impact in this world. And then, yes, you get more clips out of it for social media. It allows you to talk to your target demographic. And what gets really cool with that is you could start grabbing questions from your target demographic, then making shows about it, which is what inspired today's episode. I had multiple people in the past week ask me, you know, hey, Nikki, can we chat about starting my show? And so for them, you know who you are. This is for you. I record content to help impact the people that I want to impact that are my target market. And my target market are smart small business owners that are trying to actively grow their business. So I, week in and week out, look at what are they struggling with and what is the coolest freaking thing that I could do and deliver back to them? Or what is the coolest guest that I could interview to deliver back to them? And to me, it becomes the ultimate, most beautiful, real, vulnerable content strategy you could ever ask for. Because it's just you being you in your way, talking about things that matter to you, that help other people. Come on. And I get to do this again and again and again and again. Yeah, I'm passionate about this. I really am, because it's made a huge impact in my life. It's allowed me to share my voice. My podcast came into my life at a very, very, very trying time. I had just left the hospital. I was in a dark depression and I needed an outlet to share my voice. And this podcast was it. And the podcast becomes that for you. You get to talk about things that excite you, nonprofits, and spotlight them, or you know, maybe you want to give back to the veterans and you could bring on veteran-owned businesses. I mean, what could you do with this? Quick example, I mapped this out for a veteran realtor in Austin, Texas. He's a vet himself, Marine Corps, and he wants to help more vets buy homes. I said, dude, you could create a show and it's the veteran spotlight. He could spotlight local vet-owned businesses. Is this inspiring some ideas for you? He could bring on the local contractor that's a vet, the local coffee shop, local restaurant, local painter, and his could be the Veteran Connect show. And he could connect them and then take those clips and give them back to the world in these viral reels and TikToks. And then he's impacting their bottom line and their business. And he's reaching their audience, other people's audiences. And then it's just this gift that keeps on giving. And you bring back on the next badass dude. You see this? And it allows you to produce this real and raw. Teddy, my little puppy dog's walking by. I just believe, guys, in producing real, genuine, authentic content. And a podcast just becomes an outlet to package all of that up and deliver that back on an audio player, right? Or a video player. So you may not know this. So you can have audio on Apple Podcasts. Of course, you know, you could have video on YouTube, but Spotify just launched a video podcast as well. So you might even be watching me on Spotify right now, which is really powerful. So it allows you to just share your message, like I said, in just this way of just being authentic and off script and just real and genuine and interviewing people that you believe in and just speaking to your target demographic. So guys, I started you with an episode on why why every business owner should start a podcast or a show. I think I've delivered that to you. I really have. And I hope you've learned something from this, whether you watch me on one of the little clips or the full episode on Apple and Spotify. You know, guys, if you got some value out of this, you know, the greatest compliment I could ever get is you just sharing this with a friend that's a business owner that wants to share their brand. Could you do me that favor? Just maybe text it to somebody like, hey, dude, I think this would work for you to start your show. That'd be really, really cool. And then it's been on my mind a lot lately, too, to help businesses start podcasts. See, I help businesses stand out on social media and develop my impact content machine. I help people get leads, clients, and sales through content. And this is the foundation of that. So if you're somebody that's ready to level up your content and you're like, Nick, I'd love to start a show. You don't have to go this alone. You know, when I figured out to start my first show, I went into a Starbucks. You're going to laugh. I went to Starbucks at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And I remember ordering a big venti iced coffee. And I asked the gal and I was like, hey, what time do you guys close? And she's like, we close at 9. Let's call it 9 or 10, whatever. Call it 9. And I was like, okay, well, I'm going to be here all night. And I'm starting a podcast. I went and sat down. Dear YouTube, how to start a podcast. Started hacking away, found out how to host it, found out how to record it, found out how to edit it, found out how to get it on Apple, found out how to get it on Spotify. 20 minutes later, I was like, holy crap, I can launch a show. So I walked in and I literally set up and hosted and launched my episode in 2 hours. The iced coffee wasn't gone. So I get up. And so I started at 4. It's about 5:45, 6 o'clock. And I waved. I go, hey, I'm done. She's like, you're done? I go, yeah, it's launched. And I had literally walked in with the goal to get my show launched. And 2 hours later, I launched the show. And that was so powerful for me to see how simple and streamlined this can be and how you don't have to overcomplicate stuff. Now, again, if you have the budget for a tricked out studio, good on you. Congratulations. You got the time for a big soundboard and an editor. Congratulations. Most don't. You know, there are local resources in your town. If you're in Phoenix listening to this, we have a studio in Phoenix. We're setting one up here in San Diego where you can plug into. It shouldn't be that hard to produce content because the harder it is, the less likely you are to do it. But the reason I share with you that Starbucks story is this. You don't have to go alone. I do this for businesses now. See, my passion is helping businesses build a brand because that brand online becomes leads, clients, and sales. So if you'd like to chat about getting your show set up, I will work with you one-on-one. I will literally help you get the vision for the show. We'll help you get the logo for the show. We'll help you host the show. I'll help you come up with content strategies, how to book guests. We'll set up your equipment. We'll host the show. Get your first episode recorded. Get it hosted. Get it launched on Spotify, Apple, and YouTube. And if you want to just chat about that, it's very simple, guys. CallWithNickyT.com. CallWithNickyT.com. N-I-C-K-Y-T, NickyT.com. You can hop on a free call with me. It's literally, we're going to chat about your show, chat about the vision for the show, see if the timing's right, and would just be my greatest honor is helping you get your voice out there, helping you share your message with the world, and then building your entire content machine around your show, getting you some clients, hitting new audiences, growing on social media, getting a ton of clips. So again, that's callwithnickyt.com. Guys, I hope you learned something from this. I'll just leave you with this because I think this is something I just have to say to you. Your story matters. A lot. Your story can impact the world a lot. You know, I'm giving you permission to share your story right now because somebody gave me mine. Somebody gave me permission to start sharing my story, and this podcast, the silly little microphone and the silly little iPhone became an outlet for me to share things that matter to me, and it is for you as well. And yes, that could be your brand, that could be your business, could be your local community, could be lessons, could be marriage, health, fitness, launching online courses. I can go on and on and on about the reasons to do it. Just share your message. And I like this outlet because it's not, you don't feel any pressure. If you've noticed, we're just having a conversation, me and you, you know, whether you're walking or driving or, you know, you got me in your earbuds. I don't know. We're just having a conversation with my friends about something that matters to me that might matter to you. And I think your show can be that as well. And that's what I love most about it is I don't feel this pressure to sit down and like three tips to it. Like I'm not rushing stuff. I'm able to sit and just communicate with you on something that matters a lot to me. in long form content. And then we'll let the AI clean it up and give you the fancy clips later. And that's the power of a podcast for you guys. So how about that? A podcast about a podcast. You guys, I walk my talk. And I think I just showed you in the past 20, 25 minutes, I don't know how long we're running on, the power of a podcast. And this is it. You're watching it happen. Whether you're listening to this on Apple, YouTube, Spotify, you've seen a little clip. This is the Impact Content Machine summed up in a nutshell. And this is the Triumphant Podcast, episode 54 in the books. We'll talk to you guys soon. Bye. I can't stop. This is my world. It cannot be rocked. You can't rock my world, son. Took a lot of work just to reach the top. Did a lot of climbing and I made it. Good luck to those who want to see me fly. I've been number one for eternity. Want to thank everyone.